A rambunctious mix of German Shepherds, Poodle Puppies, Chihuahuas, and more are all interacting with each other at Dog Jack's, a kennel and doggy daycare south of Jackson.
Do you ever get sick of the barking or not?
They just tone it out.
They just tone it out.
It seems completely chaotic, but the owner of the business, Guru Saucerbuddet, says that's actually the point.
Humping is very common. Barking in the face is very common. Trying to fight with somebody, even their social dogs, is very common. We keep all that at bay. That's our job.
Saucerbuddet has owned Dog Jack's for 2 years. He's originally from India and moved here under a J-1 visa. He also says no other kennel in town handles as many dogs as he does, somewhere between 50 and 100 a day.
Like I personally work and put my energy into a dog to make them socialize so that when they go out on a trail or in a party, they are behaving very well.
Dog Jack's also usually provides training and grooming in addition to doggy daycare. But a few weeks ago, Saucerbuddet had to suspend those services because he can't find enough qualified employees. He normally needs at least a dozen people to run his business. Right now, he only has 4.
There is literally no groomer in 50-mile radius. And people are crazy. They call us every day. At least 10 people call every day. Man, we are losing. So the previous owner made almost $400,000 on grooming. We are missing that revenue just because nobody can find freaking housing here.
Saucerbuddet says he often gets applicants who are ready to take a job, but then they have to bail because they can't find a place to live. He and his wife, Priyanka, have had to move into an apartment above Dog Jack's themselves to save money. Priyanka works as a cleaner in town and often helps at the kennel, but the couple is starting to burn out.
Just to give you a general idea, I haven't had a day off in 3 months, and neither she. 3 months, and we work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That is a lot on us, too.
Saucerbuddet says he's seen increased demand for his services this year as more people are moving here and buying or adopting pets. But he's still had to close on Sundays and is considering shutting down on Saturdays as well because his limited staff just can't handle the workload. If these trends continue for another 6 months, Saucerbuddet says he'll have no choice but to shut down completely.
I have tremendous amount of business, but no way to provide it. Like I'm the only person who's an experienced handler at the moment in the whole facility. And we get 60, 70, upwards of 100 dogs. I cannot manage 100 dogs. This is inhumane to dogs and me.
Dog Jack's is far from the only business affected by this season's labor shortage. The Teton County Library recently announced that it has to close on Sundays, and the rec center is also limiting its hours of operation. But perhaps the largest sector struggling right now? Restaurants.
It is.
Over Teton Pass in Driggs, Caroline Personette is working behind the bar at Royal Wolf, a local dive bar with a pool table in the back and vintage neon beer signs hanging on the walls. Personette is bar manager, and she says the restaurant never used to struggle to find employees because it's such a fun place to work. Not so much now.
It's hard. I mean, both front and back have just been short, and that's the reason why we are shut down on Wednesday. Just not enough people to keep us open 7 days, and not enough applicants. People apply and then don't show up.
Many of Jackson's most famous restaurants are limiting their hours, too. Graham Swain owns and operates several restaurants in Jackson and in other states. He recently had to cut a day of operation at Pallet, one of his businesses north of town.
So we closed down on Sunday, and it was just, it's our employees that are at their exhaustion point early in the season. You know, we're used to it in Septembers after a bludgeoning that you have over the summer and everything, but we're having it early season.
Swain says he's also been pitching in as a busser, dishwasher, and host over the past few weeks just to keep Pallet running.
And it was probably one of the worst services I've ever put together in my total restaurant history.
That's when he made the choice to cut hours a few days a week.
And I'd rather protect my brand and our name and our employees and shut down than service the public.
Swain's worked hard to try and retain workers, including raising wages, but he's still never had this much of an employee shortage. He says it all comes back to housing.
A chef of ours from another restaurant in another state that's come here, and this last time, I couldn't even get a house for him. I had to put him on a camper on my site.
Like Saucerbuddet of Dog Jack's, Swain says he's, quote, one broken leg away from closing some of his restaurants down entirely. Peak summer season is when his business makes most of its money, so he's losing revenue with every hour he can't stay open.
So when you see great restaurants, when you see them closing down on a summer night, on a weekend summer night, you know damn well there's an issue.
In light of the situation, Swain is asking folks, if they can, to tip a bit more than usual. He also urges the local government and private developers to build more affordable housing, and fast.
When I leave a place and don't go there, that's horrible, or whatever, you don't want that. And we're not there, but I mean, we're flirting with it.
Ryan Newray, a board member for the housing advocacy organization Shelter JH, agrees that the community is approaching a breaking point.
Businesses have reached out to their representatives saying, we need immediate rent relief. We need something from our local municipality for relief now.
Newray advocates for real estate transfer taxes and higher lodging taxes as potential solutions. But that revenue generation might not come in time to help businesses like Dog Jack's.
If the entire community doesn't think it's an essential business, they need to rethink. Because when we are not here, they're going to start realizing that.
Saucer Burday also points out that several local elected officials take their dogs to his kennel and used to get them groomed there. Maybe, he says, it'll take him closing down for some of them to realize just how bad the employee shortage has gotten in Jackson Hole. Will Walkie, KHOL News.